We are speaking this afternoon with Lieutenant Colonel Charles M. East, who has recently taken command of the 2nd of the 13th Infantry Battalion. Colonel East, could you mention to us perhaps one of your most interesting commands before you came to the 2nd of the 13th?
The right hand of God.
And then where did you go after there?
I came down here.
And now you're the commander of the 2nd of the 13th. There are many problems to being a battalion commander. For instance, probably the DR rate is one of your worst problems. In fact, I understand that just the other night there was a big barroom brawl at one of the guest houses downtown. Could you tell us who was involved in that?
Lieutenant Blankenship, the officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers of Charlie Company.
Well, how do you plan to deal with problems such as these, sir?
Punish people.
What about minor offenses such as putting hands in the pockets and boots being unbloused?
Put them in the stockade.
All the time?
All the time.
What about your pass policy, sir? What would you consider a good reason for giving a soldier an overnight pass?
Emergency conditions at home.
And what about officers? When should they be off?
All the time.
Moving into a different area now, sir, I understand that the 213th is going to be in the field in the near future. In fact, they're going to be living in tents for the next field problem. When will that be, sir?
It's the month of April and about the first 3 weeks of May.
And where will you be during this time, sir?
Sitting down and resting. All the time.
Well, tell me, sir, what do you think are the qualifications of a good commanding officer?
I don't know.
Sir, when you first came to this battalion, did you have any particular question that was in your mind?
What's the policy on reenlistments?
And what did the reenlistment NCO say to you?
I want to reenlist bums. Any bum we can get our hands on.
And is this your policy too, sir?
All the time.
Well, what's your policy on inspections, sir?
That's wasted manpower in my book.
And what about training, sir?
There's just so many people that we cannot use to do the job that we're supposed to be doing.
And what is the job we're supposed to be doing?
Roaming around the battalion area.
Sir, what new policies do you plan to initiate in the battalion?
Unless the brigade commander tells me I can't do it, my plan at the moment is this. Today is our last payday. Get your money in the bank. I shall need it.
Sir, now that you've assumed command of the battalion, how are things going?
Doing not quite so extremely well.
Well, why do you say that, sir? What problems are you having?
The guard detail, the type of support that we get, ESC inspections, being CMMI inspections, a bit of our equipment. Hit Charlie Company first, headquarters company second. Consolidated federal campaign, bums. Including me, the IG, Lieutenant Blankenship. Three young men in civilian clothes, the inspectors for Congress. It's the month of April, the DR rate, this organization. The President of the United States.
Sir, I understand from an article in the Stars and Stripes newspaper that there are high-level discussions going on the subject of drafting homosexuals into the United States Army. Do you have any views on this subject?
Because there's certainly some thoughts in there that you need to absorb.
Well, what could such a move lead to, sir?
Serious incidents.
Sir, what do you do with a situation such as you're presented with a soldier who feels he is not being treated properly by his superiors?
And I have to do something about it using that little red book called the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Well, how do you feel when you're in a situation like that, sir?
It is always a pleasure to...
I've heard this sort of discipline is called kangaroo court. What do you call it, sir?
This is us taking care of us.
Sir, how is the morale in the battalion?
We don't need any of it.
Sir, when you have a major full-field inspection in the battalion, what are you particularly looking out for?
There's a couple of areas which they warn us about for assaults and robberies.
And that's not quite what I meant, sir. What I meant was, what will you be wanting from the men?
Your billfold, transistor radios, what have you.
So you would advise the men not to let you see these things?
Otherwise, it'll turn up missing.
That's what I thought. Sir, we understand there is currently a drive on in battalion to get more membership in the AUSA, Association of the United States Army. What do you say to your men that would make them want to join?
You won't find your head split open.
And then how do you plan to deal with men who fail to respond to this incentive?
Most of our specialists four and below will find themselves on an increasing number of requirements, a guard here, detail there.
In general, sir, how do you feel about the responsibilities of your command?
But I'm afraid very much.
Well, sir, how do you feel the future looks for the battalion?
I don't anticipate any improvement.
Sir, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
What's your booze?
Is there anything else you'd like to say, sir?
That's all I have.
Dan, get hit!
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Colonel Charles M. East, for this eye-opening interview.